We have hostiles aboard the ship, Andrea said over the ship's all-hands channel, so that her voice rang throughout every compartment of the vessel. Then she opened a channel to engineering and prayed that someone saw the flashing light on the console. Moments later, Diana answered, and Andrea launched into giving her orders. Secure engineering and avoid contact with anyone not in the platoon, particularly from the pinnace. They're trying to kill us. This is not a drill. JR is dead, and we need to avoid any more casualties. Before the horrified Diana could answer, she killed the channel, drew the hidden stunner that Raleigh had given her, and headed for the hatch. The ex-Marine reached out to grab her, but Claudio beat him to it.
You can't go out there, he said. I don't know where you got that thing, but they're using real flechettes, and you'll die.
She shook a hand off his arm.
Sometimes the only thing you could do as a Marine is to save someone else. Someone did that for me when I was a kid, and today might be my turn to do the same for all of you. That's what it means to be a Marine.
He's right, you know,
Raleigh said, stepping between her and the hatch.
They don't know where we are yet, so they're going to have to search for you. Now that they've killed someone, they're going to have to kill everyone. If anyone survived to tell the story of what really happened here, you can be sure that the Empire will never stop hunting them. I've got a flechette pistol, and it's my duty to see that you are safe. Seal the hatch. If you have to make a heroic last stand, make it here.
He didn't wait for her to respond, turning on his heel and racing out of the bridge.
Those were pretty words, but screw that, Claudio snarled. Those bastards killed my friend, and I'm going to make them bleed. Let's go!
Andrea raced out of the bridge with Claudio and his squad at her heels.